Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and love, family. Peace and love. Thank you for tuning in for another live edition of Twin Flame Radio. My name is Divine Queen, and I'm here with my Enlightened King. Chris, say what's good to the fam.
What's good, family? What do you do? It's your boy, Chris, coming through. Sorry, old man.
It's all good. Well, we want to thank you for tuning in with us tonight. We have a great show lined up for you tonight. We're going to go in on something that a lot of people weren't too familiar with. We weren't familiar with a few years back. So we're going in tonight on detritus. And we're going to break that down and explain to you what exactly that is and, you know, what it embodies and all that great stuff. Before we do that, we're going to do like we do every show, and let's just talk about whatever we want to talk about, because we can do that, because we pay the bills around here.
Facts.
So this is what we want to share with the family today.
Man, fam, I tried to fast my idea. I'm apparently one of the lucky percentile that when I fast, start getting cold, feel cold, tired, and I was trying to get my detritus out before the show, and it didn't work so well.
It didn't work so well.
Yeah, very. I'm not under the weather. I just put my shit in check.
Yeah.
Yeah, not eating for 2 days. I do that bit every way. But I'm working on spiritual practices, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, it's,
Never again. just married.
We almost didn't have a show tonight because you weren't feeling like yourself.
Yeah,
well, I'm glad you're feeling a little better now. You at least feeling a little bit about like yourself again.
The show must go on.
The show must go on.
Facts.
Got a lot of people out there that want to know about the tritus.
Uh-huh.
You know, when we announced this last week, I got so many hits. People were reaching out. What is the tritus? What is that? And I was like, you got to wait for the next show. I can't tell you. You got to wait. About that.
A lot of people for me would heard detritus, but not spiritual detritus.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going in on.
Mm-hmm.
The spiritual aspect of detritus.
Exactly.
The stuff that you can't see. The stuff that affects you on a molecular level.
That's right.
Not the waste detritus, like bottles and trash and things like that.
Yeah. So, anything else you want to hear? What we did? Oh, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Everybody had a good time. I hope ate well. I know we ate good.
I respected myself.
You did. That's why we fasted.
Exactly. You would do something felt so wrong. Like, you know, I got to fast for 2 days.
Yeah.
Because my waistline literally disappeared. Like, where is it?
You're going to make me choke on water.
Sorry, babe.
It's all good. Yeah, we had a good time. We were in Indianapolis with the fam. Mm. We had turkey.
Everything.
Y'all had ham.
Yeah, I had some. Yeah,
mac and cheese, mashed potatoes, stuffing,
mm-hmm.
dressing,
mm-hmm.
greens, beans, rolls, pies,
cupcakes,
the whole shebang.
Yeah, disrespect.
It was so good,
it
though.
It was good.
That's the first time I picked out like that in a minute. So.
Quit.
In a minute.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I ain't, you know, I don't pick out every day.
Relax.
Anyway, what else did we do? We kind of chilled for that, didn't
chilled,
we?
Yeah,
because we ate so much, we just kind of had to lay low.
Well, we got our tablets, and we just been on a...
Oh, yeah.
Reading frenzy.
We got our tablets from Tyra.
Ooh.
And oh my goodness.
Ooh.
Yes.
Symbols of power?
Symbol of power is powerful.
That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah.
That was
hot.
So you want to get into the
Detroit? Let's go ahead and get started. Let's get started. We got a little under an hour. I do want to remind the fam before we get started, if you would like to call in, if you have any questions, or just want to say what's up, our phone number here is 619-924-0835. And if you're already on the line, all you have to do is the number one, and that'll let us know you want to come through, and that's what we'll do. We'll pull you through.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead, Chris. What is the Detroitus?
You know, I want to give thanks to my spiritual master, Dr. Mitchell Gibson, because
mm-hmm.
he brought this to the forefront of my mind.
Yeah.
For that, I had no idea.
Gotta get Tyro.com,
Dr. Gibson, check him out, look
mm-hmm.
him up. He went in. But anyway, you know, he mentioned Detroitus to us at a seminar, and it kind of blew the paradigm away.
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought everything was dependent upon my actions. But, you know, the spiritual Detroitus is nothing more than a term or energy created by the action of negative spiritual forces.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with you.
Right.
It's energy that's already prevalent around us.
Mm-hmm.
But as you get older, the ability to fight goes down.
That's right.
So if you're 45, watch what you're doing
mm-hmm.
because the Detroitus will get you.
You know, something that I learned that was really interesting from Master Gibson was that a lot of the illnesses and things that people get, we are already going to be exposed to anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that old rumor that you hear when you're first coming in. Awareness and probably one of the first paths that you cross against is conspiracy theory, and you hear about how they're putting things in our food and in our water and in the air and things like that, and we discover that cancer is something that isn't necessarily something that you catch,
mm-hmm.
but something that has been planted into you by your food, your water, and air. And another way of saying that, some people believe that you're born with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of touches on what Master Gibson taught us, was that, you know, illnesses and diseases and sicknesses that we want to develop later in life, we've already pretty much signed up to have these experiences.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't necessarily mean that it can flourish within you. You can't stop it.
Mm-hmm. All is mine and mine is all. The Creator implanted every illness that you'll ever have in this reality within you when you spiraled into the universe. But depending on a person's actions, you draw detritus and illness to you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're always drinking, you're always smoking, making bad dietary habits, the detritus will be more prevalent within you.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the ability to circumvent the energy of detritus by your actions.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I love about it.
Me too, because it gives you a choice. It gives you power again.
Yeah.
Because a lot of us have been fooled into thinking that we just have to take it. There's nothing you can do about it. You're going to be susceptible to these things. You know, it's in your food, it's in the air. You know, but that's not the case. It's something that you decide to empower or give away.
Mm-hmm. most people aren't aware of this, but science, alchemy, magic, all of these things are defining a small portion of our reality.
Mm-hmm.
Just simply thinking about something versus not thinking about it affects you on a molecular level.
Mm-hmm.
If you're always mad, you're going to pull the energy of the trust to you.
Mm-hmm.
Just thinking about, oh, man, I can't stand that person. Someone close to you may develop cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Because your words and thoughts, we have more power than you believe.
Exactly.
Much more powerful.
Because it's all energy. It's all energy and vibration. So we don't realize how much power our words and our thoughts have. We are of the Creator, which gives us the ability to create. And we can create beautiful things, or we can create, you know, detrimental things.
I want you to do me a favor. Forget about everything that you thought that you were told. Forget about that. Have dreams of grandeur. Create a reality in which what you were told doesn't exist. And then you can bring forth energy to dispute the detritus. You can reconstruct the tapestry of your reality, all your thinking, and it's real. I start saying winning, and I started winning.
Mm-hmm.
When I was, you know, I always had crucibles in my life, and crucibles are nothing more than challenges that you sign up for. Lower self is going through something, and your higher self works with your lower self, ease its suffering, like your earthly self enduring hardships for a small period of time. If your lower self is residing in a place similar to hell for 20 years, your lower self makes a deal with your higher self, so your earthly self will suffer for 3 years. And that will just ease the suffering at the totality of who you are, you know?
It makes me think about how you can't, nothing exists until you focus on it.
Mm.
Nothing can produce until you get the power to produce. When we focus on something that is harmful to us, that will cause setbacks in our lives, that will cause financial discord, conflict in relationships with people, illnesses, when we give that energy power by always focusing on it, by always thinking about it, we're pretty much, what we're doing is nurturing it. We're treating it as like a baby or a plant or something. You're giving it life. And what happens when you feed something, when you water something?
Get stronger.
It grows. Exactly. And that's what we do. And this is when we do sort of act to ourselves, and when we sub forth on other people, we release this, you know, thing called detritus.
Mm-hmm. And detritus is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people ask, like, where does detritus come from?
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a force that's within the energy of suffering.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why we don't eat pork, I had some Thanksgiving because, you know, I was like, you know what, it's been years, let me try it. I made a mistake, I'll never do it again. But pigs and beef and, you know, certain shellfish, asparagus, energy within it that's not prevalent, that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
The energy of suffering are all in these things. And whenever you eat something that's been suffering, you get a piece of that.
You know, it makes you think about the food that we eat. For example, when we eat meat, before a pig, a cow, goat, whatever, any living thing, it's killed. It has fear with it. It knows that something is getting ready to happen to it. It knows it's about to die. It knows it's about to be harmed. It lives a stressful life because it's may not be living the most happy life. It may be, you know, on a small, you know, I can't even call them farms anymore because
mm-hmm.
they're not farms.
Slaughterhouses.
Factory, you know, that's what I think of. So when you think about all that energy that's built up into the animal before it's killed, and energy stays within that food, and then that food is sold to us, and we eat that animal with that scared, fearful, angry energy in it.
That's real.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I want the people to understand is this. When the energy of detritus comes into our dimension, the conditions for illness, disease, suffering, hardship, all that stuff are created.
Mm-hmm.
Just create a bridge for detritus. You're invoking detritus in your life.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why they show us a bunch of negative things on the news.
Yeah, Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because a lot of people are under this colitis is something that's in your food. But it's also things that can affect you that you ingest not only through food, but what you watch, what you listen to, your emotions, your actions. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we watch the news. We don't watch the news because it's full of a lot of negativity. Mm-hmm. And there's things in there that make you – I've never watched the news and I felt good afterwards.
It's like, oh, my God, you see 10 people killed. Oh, goodness. You know?
I don't even want to – the only thing I would watch the news for is the weather, and I just download the weather app.
That's it.
I don't need to watch the news.
You know what? Areas that are dirty, like if you keep a dirty house,
mm-hmm.
you don't clean up, you wash the dishes, you got the nets everywhere, it's dirty. You know what I'm saying? You got all, underwear laying all over the place. Unclean areas attract the detritus.
Mm-hmm.
It's just simple. It's a reason why people say feng shui. They want a nice, even flow within their home.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's not a flow where, you know, you have a pathway to walk through. It's a flow of energy.
Yes.
It's a way of allowing positive energy within the home and releasing the negative energy. You know, open your windows every once in a while.
Yeah.
Go outside, get some sunshine.
Yeah.
You know, eat good food, listen to good music.
What an incense.
Laugh.
I mean, first you
yeah.
smell good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sometimes you go to people's houses like, is someone dying in here?
You can tell when you go to someone's house and you're like, they never open windows.
Yeah. The walls are yellow from
cigarette smoke. Their blinds are yellow.
Yeah.
I've seen
that. You can peel the detritus off of their walls.
Mm-hmm.
You need to leave. I don't care what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Don't willingly subject yourself to a dirty environment. I don't care who it is.
Mm-hmm.
Don't. Because when people do that, I can go all day on that.
So some people have the mindset of, well, I can't control that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like those things, or I like to eat pork, or, you know,
mm-hmm.
I like violent movies, or, you know, whatever. I speak my mind, I'm keeping it real, that kind of thing. And they think that there is a way that they can avoid this type of energy within your lives.
You know, bad music, foul curse words, and
mm-hmm.
negative thoughts, and all that stuff attract detritus. You become a being to detritus.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm trying to, you know, speak with emphasis.
Yeah.
You're fighting for your reputations.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to stop doing that. Stop subjecting yourself to negative things just because you think it's what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's not true.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, Jelly Bean.
Facts.
So, what I would like to tell people is that, you know, it was a transition for us. We gave up a lot of things that we used to do, you
mm-hmm.
know, cursing being one of them, eating different types of food,
drinking,
mm-hmm. Watching violence.
Yeah. And I love watching violence.
Yeah. And the thing is this, you don't have to cut it completely out of your life. Some people are just like, you know, I've spoken with some people who are like, I can't give it up. I just can't do
right.
it. I won't do it. Well, you've already lost. You've already told yourself you can't. And like we said earlier, there's so much energy and power within the words that you speak that when you speak something, you create and give it life. So you already failed if you set out the motion that you can't do something.
Mm-hmm.
What you can do is tell yourself, I'm going to improve on that.
Yeah.
I'm going to work on that.
Right.
I'm going to make an effort. And
mm-hmm.
then do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of eating 5 days out of the week, try one or two.
Mm-hmm. Once a month.
Yeah. And then keep going. You'll be surprised what you're able to do when you try.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure brought to my attention that back in the day, a lot of pigs were used to dispose of human bodies.
Yeah.
You know, the mob was using it to dispose of people. They were, you know, a pig can digest feces and it become meat on its bones.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to think thousands of years that's going on and you decide to eat chitlins and all this stuff. Imagine the type of detritus that you're willingly ingesting in your body. If you're having bad times or things going your way, you look on your Facebook timeline, it's always negative. Take a look at yourself. these things are reflections of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
Yeah. I mean, my fault, but right. The things that you are is what you attract. You attract what you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you find that you're always attracting crazy people, negative mm-hmm. people, angry people, you need to really take a long, hard look at yourself. Think, like, what is it about me that is attracting these people? Mm-hmm. What energy am I releasing out to other people that is drawing them to me?
You know, think about ego as a double-edged sword.
Mm-hmm.
The ego likes to help, and the ego likes to be telling people, like, hey, I helped you.
Yeah, the ego is a bolster.
Like that. Mm-hmm. You can't help someone that's feeding off darkness. One thing I want to bring to you guys' attention is this. Aging and death occur as detritus accumulates within the body.
Mm-hmm.
You ever see those pictures where people are doing, like, heroin and meth? And they fast forward.
Oh my goodness!
Years.
Yeah,
they look like they aged 4 years.
And it's only been like 4 months.
Exactly. It's because the energy of detritus affected their molecular structure.
Mm-hmm.
It's killing them slowly. You can always tell someone has been a drug addict. I don't care if they're clean or not.
And that's the thing about detritus is, you know, it's an energy that feeds off of you. It doesn't need to a lot off of you at one time.
Mm-mm.
It can just be a little bit at a time. It chips away at you.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day you'll, you know, like you said, you'll wake up and you don't recognize yourself. You know, you notice how some people, you know, usually, like you said, around the age of 45,
mm-hmm.
Prior to that age, everyone feels good. They feel mm-hmm. energized or, you know, living their best life. And right around that time, they start doing that, oh, I'm getting old.
Mm-hmm.
My knees are popping. My back mm-hmm. hurt.
They're trying to fast. Trying to get that six pack that I never had. Back. You know what I mean?
Well, it's because, you know, like you said, it's around that time that it really starts to kick in.
Right.
And so we've been brainwashed into blaming that on old age.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's not true, because why is that? You see some people who are, you know, 6, 7, 8 years
good.
Old, looking good.
But they ain't drinking. They ain't smoking. They're mm-hmm. smiling more.
Mm-hmm.
They're
going out
sunlight.
Getting
sun.
Yes.
Yeah, things like that. Just thinking
exercise. Mm-hmm.
Instead of helping someone that's homeless, because whenever a person is homeless, they choose to be homeless on a subconscious level before it manifests in reality. So what you can do is wish someone well. Wish someone well. Like, I wish they uplift themselves out of this homeless mind state. You can wish anyone well and they don't even know it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things
mm-hmm.
like that. Helping your fellow man. That's one of the things that the gods do not like. They're like, yeah, they suffering. They don't like that.
Nah.
Yeah. That's why we're always like, love and light.
Mm-hmm.
Winning.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You know, It's really sad, because we've been fooled all our lives into thinking that you do certain things, and if you're this type of person, then, you know, you'll live this particular type of life. But the truth has been hidden from us in plain sight, and it's really been a shame, because when you try to put this information out, it's been hidden so well that it automatically shut down. Automatically blocked. It's all, you know, we're told that that's just a conspiracy, or that's
mm-hmm.
just, you know, something that people are telling you is real. And, you know, and you kind of get into this battle of, well, what do I believe? Well, you know, everyone else is doing this, so I'm going to just join the rest of everybody else. Well, fam, that's detritus also.
Mm-hmm.
It plays a number on your mind as well.
Yeah.
It tells you, it feeds off the ego, because the ego will have you think that, you know, you know, the spiritual community
mm-hmm.
claiming that God, but you can't be a God if you're not living like a God.
Mm-hmm. That's real.
You got to accept your duties.
You can't be mad at people either.
Nah.
People are. There's only soul, no race, no
mm-hmm.
color. You may be black in this lifetime, but the next lifetime you may be a Caucasian.
Mm-hmm.
You may be a Hispanic or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to start at people like they're just souls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I treat everyone like a god, whether they know they're a god or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just want people to realize this as we get older. Humans have challenges removing negative forces from the body.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just all to it. But there are things you can do to counteract that. You know what I mean?
Let's go over some of the things that people can do to counteract it.
You know, mantras. Mm. Saying divine prayers. Eating healthy.
You know, let's stop up on that for a minute. A lot of people want to know, like, what are divine prayers? So the prayers that we say on a daily, Anabakoa, which is also known as the miracle prayer,
the Nisa
Vajaya Dharani,
Body of Light Mantra,
mm-hmm.
Ganesha Mantra,
the Ganesha Mantra, the Green Terra Mantra,
mm-hmm.
Medicine Buddha Mantra. I mean, there's so many out there. All you have to do is go on Google and type in divine prayers or type
mm-hmm.
in mantras. And the energy that's within these prayers, just by using them on a daily, every day, is a way of you ingesting this energy that will repulse the detritus.
The more light you have, the less likely you will be able to accept detritus.
Mm-hmm.
Going out in the sun, saying positive words to people, you know what I mean? Saying mantras, all these things increase your light. And when you do this, you're only from the gods and forces that you're willing to grow spiritually. You're helping yourself on a celestial level as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And another thing you want to mention, because we tend to, when we do things, we want to tell everyone what we're doing. We want to make it known that, yeah, I do this and I do that. And, you know, you're kind of setting yourself back when you do that. So don't worry about bragging to other people about what you do. Just do what you are supposed to do. Don't worry about an audience. Don't worry about other people's feedback.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even have to broadcast it to people. There's nothing wrong with sharing. You don't want to overdo it, like you're,
right.
you know, putting
right.
yourself out there so much. Because yeah. then you're just kind of taken away from the act that you just committed.
That's real. Negative forces aren't dumb, fam.
Mm-mm.
They're very smart. These are intelligent forces out here.
Mm-hmm.
They depend upon our spiritual ignorance in order to perpetuate suffering in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
They perpetuate illness, disease, hardship, suffering. All of that is up to you.
A lot of people want to know, well, why is this? Why is it that we have this? And, you know, again, it's really simple. The negative energy, the negative beings, the negativity that's out there feeds off our suffering.
Mm-hmm.
This is a world of suffering. You know, there we were meant to come here, and I know this sounds awful, but we were meant to come here to suffer.
Mm-hmm. And grow spiritually.
And to evolve.
Because when you're everything going your way, you're comfortable, you're not growing.
Mm-hmm.
But we come here to experience challenges so we can jump over those
mm-hmm.
and evolve spiritually. The goal for everyone here is to grow spiritually, period. It's not to amass a bunch of money. It's not to have as many women as you can. It's to grow spiritually, point blank. That's it.
And, you know, you were the people who, a lot of people on the line, a lot of people I don't recognize. Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah.
You were drawn to show for a reason, because you want to experience a change. You know that deep inside something just isn't right,
mm-hmm.
but you don't know what it is. You don't know how to get over it. You don't know anyone that you can really talk to about it, or you haven't found somebody that you really resonated with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the fact that you tuned into this show, that you called in, you're listening in, that you were curious enough to know what it is, and, you know, what can you do to overcome it and what draws it to you and all that stuff. That's the first step in realizing that you do have the power to overcome this.
A lot of people aren't aware of the broadcast that's being broadcasted over our reality.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the demonium.
Mm-hmm.
It's a negative frequency that's broadcasted over our reality to make us make bad decisions and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
All these negative forces work very hard to limit our knowledge of our spiritual world. Things like, you know, religion, stuff like that are all here to suppress spiritual growth.
And
mask it in the illusion of they're helping you. But you're not really. You're not thinking outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
The world is much more bigger than what we've been told.
Mm-hmm.
Much more.
feel that the fam needs to know that when this broadcast is sent out to us, we've always had that battle in us. When something comes up, you feeling, you know, I don't know if I should do that. I don't know if I should eat this. I don't know if I should go there. And suddenly, for some reason, as much as you try to fight it, something wins over you. Something mm-hmm. comes over you and just tells you, like, go ahead and do it. You'll be fine. Go ahead and do it. And then what happens? You end up suffering.
Not nothing.
Yeah.
I want the family to do this exercise. Think so far out the box that you think yourself is crazy. And then once you get to a block, and someone's going to say, you're crazy. Go beyond that. Go beyond that thought. Keep going. That's how you can train yourself to disrupt the frequency of detritus and the demonium by thinking outside, so far outside the box that everyone thinks you're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Simply being around people that accept detritus in their lives will diminish your life. That's a banger right there, family.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care who it is, your mother, anyone, cousins, kids, friends, time really doesn't regulate how long you stay in someone's life. If you're trying to grow spiritually and no one's trying to help you out or motivate you, that don't matter. Eventually, if you start growing, they're going to want to win too.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to say, I'm done with you. I'm about to grow spiritually. Don't say anything. Just start winning. Your light will be a beacon to them. And that's how you fight detritus.
And if it doesn't call out to them, then they weren't meant to be in your world anyway.
Yeah.
You know, so take it as a win.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people come here to suffer. A lot of people come here to experience losing. There are some people that have win, that have won. Incarnations after incarnations, wealthy, had it all. But in order to really understand the totality of our reality, you have to experience the dark as well.
That's
you
true.
Have to experience that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're trying to grow, you don't want to tell your consciousness with someone who's trying to lose. It's going to be counterintuitive. That's all we're saying, family. You can love someone from afar just fine. You don't have to be in their face giving them eye contact like, I love you. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. Our eyes are nothing more than a miniature sun.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like a beacon of light. When you look at someone there in their eyes, there's a transfer of energy going on there, family. If you're looking at someone that's dark and you know they're dark, look at them in the eyes, dismiss them. But if you know someone is light, they're all about growing spiritually, you can build each other up by giving each other light. It's like a battery reserve. You know?
You know what else is funny is that when you start to build your light, once you start to remove detritus from your life, you'll notice that the drama, the negativity is no longer attracted to you. You will not know what's going on. You know, we hear a lot, like people will try to tell us what's going on in the world, and they're like, well, did you know about this? And we're always like, nah.
No idea.
You know why? Because we don't focus on it. So it doesn't exist in our world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, only thing that exists in the world is winning,
is
light.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so once you start to develop your light, you'll find that the things that used to attract itself to you, the hard times, the financial discord, all the other things, they no longer come into your life anymore.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you fight to put yourself in those situations, if you try to do light body practices, you try to take in sun and, you know, do meditation and all these other things, but you still want to partake things that can, where the detritus is attracted to you, then you're setting yourself up for failure.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know a lot of people who've been on the spiritual path, and some of them just, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to do what I was doing. And then all of a sudden, all the bad things start happening to them, and they're like, well, this stuff doesn't work for me.
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't it working for me?
I said about you one time, why aren't I winning? I want people, if you don't take anything else, take this away from this show.
Mm-hmm.
Negative spiritual forces work hard to limit your spiritual growth, family.
Mm-hmm.
When they succeed in doing this, they successfully limit your ability to make wise karmic choices.
Mm-hmm.
You will be inhibited to make good decisions.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be like, why do I keep doing all this dumb stuff? Am I crazy? And then you'll laugh, oh, I must be crazy. Go on, girl. You know what I mean? It's just that real, but you have to look yourself in the mirror, tell yourself, I'm a conscious, sentient being, and I want to evolve spiritually. You have to tell yourself that and hold yourself accountable. Don't stop. Don't just think about things you want to do to win. Start winning. Stop talking more and doing more. Become a doer.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it takes. Mm-hmm. When the celestial divine forces see you out here attempting to win, they're going to support you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to know how it's going to work. You know it's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
No one advance, yeah, this is going to work. They don't care. They just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Failing is good because no one created anything without failing first.
That's right.
No one created anything without
everyone
failing first.
To fail. Mm-hmm.
You have to fail. That's how you get better. And that's how this reality is.
Mm-hmm. You know, we've all come back here to do over what we didn't do in a previous life. You know, we go through many a times when we are going through different hardships or different difficult situations in our lives, it's because we've been faced with the same situation in a previous life,
mm-hmm.
and we have not overcome it yet.
Mm-hmm.
So when you are faced with something that seems difficult, think about how you're going to get through it this time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whenever something comes up for me that just seems like it's just smacked me in the face and it came out of nowhere, I know that, okay, this is a challenge for me. This is a lesson that I didn't quite get the last time.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to do this time to make sure that I overcome it? Because I'm not coming back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going through this again. I don't want to go. I don't want to keep facing the same challenge again.
Mm-hmm. When you willingly make unwise karmic choices, you attract negative spiritual forces, disease, detritus, illness, death, suffering within your life.
Mm-hmm.
Just by choosing to go on the path of losing, you're saying, hey, I don't care, I want to keep losing. See, that's a tree of life and a tree of death.
Mm-hmm.
If you're always pulling from the tree of death, even when you say, you know what, I'm done pulling from the tree of death, some of the karmic energy pulling from that tree death will still be bestowed upon you.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, well, I ain't doing it no more. Why am I still suffering? Because you have to atone for all the energy that you've already adopted in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it follows you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think, oh, I did a bunch of bad things in the last life. Let me do a bunch of good things. What you need to do is realize that this is an illusion and say that you're going to do better and fit.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about it. Don't worry about atoning to the things that you've done that wasn't wise for. Just do. That's it.
It's contrary to what a lot of people believe. We've all been taught that if you do something bad, if you do something good, it erases your debt. And that's not necessarily true.
Mm-hmm.
Karmic energy is something. Karma is an energy that is around us that we choose to invite into our lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's something that for some reason, even if we don't want to admit it, there's something deep down within us that is wanting us to accept suffering,
mm-hmm.
that's wanting us to accept, you know, hardships, that's wanting us not to succeed. There's something that in you that is afraid of what will happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's afraid of success. You've gone through so many times not being successful that you just come to choose it, to be comfortable with it. And you're afraid of what else is out there.
A lot of people are afraid to win.
They are.
When I do my consultations with people, I spend an hour talking to people, and I have the ability to, like, pull out of the ether things that will help you win. That's one of my gifts. I have a gift of helping people,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I do. I don't be tied to the emotions. If they don't want to win, I say, well, that's it. I'll say, oh, please, Sanchez, you need to win. I don't worry about that. You have to decide on your own. Are you ready to win? Are you ready to start being productive? Are you ready to be a winner? You have to tell yourself this. Write it down if you have problems looking yourself in the eye and telling yourself this. Write it down, sleep with it, keep it in your wallet. You know what I'm saying, family? That's
mm-hmm.
what I do. I have positive affirmations everywhere. I don't have any tattoos, but all these positive affirmations are tattooed on my soul.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always saying winning. I say winning at least 50 times every day. Somebody call me, I say, winning.
Yeah, you answer the phone, winning.
Winning. Well, good. Tell me about your wins. I want to hear about your suffering. Oh, you talk about suffering? Gotta go.
Yeah, that's one thing I cannot stand is talking to someone and hearing them complain.
Yeah.
Because you take on that energy, which, you know, kind of ties into with the question that we just got, is detritus addictive? And I would say, yes.
Yeah, it's addictive.
Definitely. Because when you subject yourself to someone who has allowed suffering into their lives and say they want to talk about it, why do people always want to share their suffering stories with you?
Because they try to cleanse their suffering.
Exactly.
They're
because they're releasing it off on you.
Mm-hmm.
So when you speak to someone who is going through a hard time, they got X, Y, and Z going on, and you hang up the phone with them, what are you left with? You're left with that feeling of, oh, I feel so bad for them. Oh, man, that wore me out.
Mm-hmm.
It is. And then you have that constantly in your mind thinking about that person.
Mm-hmm.
You're always thinking about their suffering has produced suffering within yourself.
Mm-hmm. Just being mindful of suffering makes suffering prevalent within your life.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is this. Focus on suffering, you won't have suffering. Even if suffering or challenging situation presents itself, by you not focusing on the challenging situation and knowing in advance that you're going to overcome it, you will.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find a way. A lot of people, you know, at the seminar, a master asked me a question.
Yes.
Do you think that you're thinking? And I said, I think I'm thinking. And everyone in the seminar started laughing. But later on, day that was with me, I was like, wow, am I not thinking? But the people around you think for you.
Mm-hmm.
They make you make decisions because you're always focused on appeasing everyone else. Learn to appease yourself.
And you know, that's something else that we have been tricked with is, you know, to always think of others, to not put yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be selfish, be selfless. And I really agree with that.
Yeah,
well, kind of cold or whatnot, but you didn't come here in this life to live for someone else. You didn't come here to learn someone else's lesson. You didn't come here to help someone else evolve. You came here for you. Now, that doesn't mean you can't have, you know, feelings for other people. You can't, you know, think of other people and, you know, wish them well and all that kind of stuff. But you don't want to get so engulfed with it that it tears you down in the process.
Mm-hmm. That's real, babe.
We got a question on the line.
Okay.
Go ahead and bring somebody through. Caller from the 951-261. Peace, peace. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Benjamin. I'm calling from California. How's everybody doing
tonight?
Hey, Benjamin.
Peace, peace.
Peace to you. I was just like, first time we got a chance to listen to your show, and I just want to congratulate you guys on putting out positive energy and for people to share your stories. It's kind of like when you're discussing the subject matter, I think what a lot of us as individuals lack is understanding that you can't be successful by making poor choices, and you have to be patient and utilize wisdom. And it's not just going to come to you. But there's other people who have been on your path that can assist you, but the work is yours.
Mm.
And I think a lot of us have been confused with certain different doctrines saying if you do this, that you being a good person will be just enough. You don't have to work no more. If you have a certain amount of money, you'll be accomplished. But you're missing so much in the greater scheme of things. So regardless if it's a relative or not, you can't give them that sensation. You can lead, like certain wisdom, you can lead a horse to a water, but you can't make them drink.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just one of those things. It's like some people have been on the path, and, you know, if you just take an example from them, and that's why people go on the path who share. You know, I'm Benjamin, the gentleman that you guys met at the seminar, and I've heard of you guys before, but, you know,
yeah, this is our brother Benjamin. Yeah, I remember you. This man, hold second. I know you well.
Yeah,
man.
We know you now. Hey.
I was attracted to his mind. I was like,
oh my goodness.
He started
yes.
to speak. I was in the second row. I turned around and was like, who is that speaking? Because his mind is the mind that I don't mind being around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nice. We know you well, bro.
Okay. Okay. So
we sat right with reference right now. Yeah.
Yeah, we got a chance that, you know, you guys introduced yourself, and I was like, okay. I had the image of you guys and the voices, and then I met the physical manifestation, and it was just like a just a moment. It's like, okay, well, I was intended to meet these guys, and just, you know, sharing the questions, the knowledge in that classroom. It's like, I don't know if we know each other different lifetimes or what have you, but it was cool. It was a cool experience.
Great.
Definitely,
you know,
definitely.
To learn and question and to gain together. And by you guys having your blog talks, it's just one of those things where you are leaving a legacy for other people to come and say, hey, I can relate to that. You haven't even met these people, but I can relate to that. And they can say, okay, well, let me emulate this. And what are the key things that he's saying? And just do. You don't have a complete understanding of what's going to happen, but if you just do, something happened. It's kind of like practicing. You're not going to get it on the first take, but every time you put that that violin string to the violin, you're improving.
Mm-hmm.
And then certainly the universe is kind of like, oh, okay. Well, if he's willing to do this, he's willing to do one, I'm willing to give him two.
Exactly.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And it's just like, okay, if you never do it, you never understand that. And it's kind of like it's the deconditioning of what we've been told is successful compared to what true success is. And like I said, I just want to, you know, give you guys a big ups and acknowledge, you know, and reinforce the words that you're talking on your show. And on Monday nights, I'm going to put that on my schedule and tune in a little bit more often. All right?
Well, I appreciate
that.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Peace and love.
Peace and
love, Benjamin. When you're around light, it attracts you.
Isn't that something? Because, you know, like I said, we've probably been connected in many different lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
But it was through the light that, you know, we were like, hey.
Yeah.
We saw you over there. You were asking great questions. What's your name? Who are you?
Yeah. Well, you can always tell who's who by what they talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Forget all your credentials. What are you talking about?
Exactly. Credentials are easy. Knowledge is not.
He was dropping heat.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed Master kept talking. He was like, yeah, you're getting somewhere. He said, you're thinking.
Yeah.
Like that, it's like a beacon, man. I love that. I love someone who thinks so far out of the box that makes me
definitely,
you know?
Yeah.
Man,
mm-hmm.
We know you well, good brother. We appreciate you, man.
Definitely.
Thank you for the love and support, bro.
You know, he made a lot of good points as well. You know, it's when you put forth work, the universe will see what you're doing and then reward you.
Yeah.
But if you don't show the God, the universe, the creator, if you don't show them you're serious about evolving,
mm-hmm.
they're not going to take you seriously.
You know, I wrote about this in both my books, Poverty Consciousness and Wealth Consciousness, bestsellers on Amazon. And I talk about you can only go so far with human effort.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk about in order for you to really, truly win in reality, you have to align yourself with divine forces.
Mm-hmm.
And I give thanks to the master for instilling that in me.
Oh, definitely.
You know,
I've said this before and I'll keep saying it. I don't care. You cannot evolve without a spiritual master.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have someone that can lay the path for you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have someone that can guide you
along on your journey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if you don't have a guide, what happens? You get lost. You start wandering. You get sidetracked. You might get there, but it might, you know, you probably could have got there 20 years ago.
Right. You know, when I was reading the Master's book, Human Body of Light, one thing I realized was everyone that turned to light, they all had a master that gave them a paradosis.
Mm-hmm.
And the master gave us the energy transfer.
Yes.
And ever since then, I've just been thinking different.
Mm-hmm.
I've been more diligent with practice. I was already a beast, spiritually, but now I'm like a spiritual man. That's all I think about. Doing spiritual work. I'm up in the bed late night, under the covers, saying mantras, doing spiritual work.
Mm-hmm.
I should be asleep, but I'm drawn. Like, I'm trying to win.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what a real spiritual master does for you.
Mm-hmm.
They help you. They prevent you from recreating a will. Like, I'm a martial artist. I've trained in Wing Chun, Kung Fu, Salat, boxing, you name it. I couldn't have gotten where I've gotten if I didn't have Odeo Masters under me.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have been like a YouTube fighter. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It looked good, but in the street, you get hurt. You know?
Yeah.
That's the same thing with spiritual work, spiritual practices.
You know, and that thing where you choose to ignore it, there's something in you that knows, you know, instinct, call it what you want, but something in you that will tell you that there are certain things that you need to do, there's some certain things that you need to carry out, and that other part of you will fight for that area of comfort, and that's detritus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you choose not to have a spiritual master, if you choose not to do spiritual practices, if you choose not to increase your light, just know that what you're choosing isn't an alternative to doing spiritual work. It's you're actually choosing not to evolve. You're choosing
mm-hmm.
detritus. You're choosing to suffer.
Another thing, and I've said this how many times, you know, when you fight for your limitations, you keep them. Fighting for your limitations. I mean, start winning. Start doing. I don't care what it is that you're going to do. Don't worry about what people do with.
Mm-hmm.
Life is a beautiful gift.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever it is you want to do, just do it. If you want to travel, don't worry about the money. See yourself there. See yourself there. If you want that new car, get it. Don't think, I want it, but just like, you know what, I'm getting that car.
Well, you know, it's just like what we said. You choose to focus on is what will exist. That works both ways.
Yeah.
Choose not to focus on negative things and choose to focus on positive things. You know what I focus on every day, what I think about every day?
Loving me.
Well, besides that.
Hey.
I think about, you know, how great it's going to be once I reach a certain level of evolvement.
Mm.
I think about how great it's going to be once I experience real financial wealth.
Mm.
I think about how great it's going to be when I have the freedom to do whatever I want to do, whenever I want to do, and however I want to do it.
Mm.
That's what I think about all day long. That's what I focus on. And I focus on that with the intentions of, because I know, first off, that I'm worthy of it, and I know, second off, that I have the ability to create it.
You know, one jewel. The master said when he was doing those mind bites years ago, you can't find a mind bite.
It's the mind bites.
But
what's
he
that?
Said the memory goes back and forward.
It does.
You can think about something that you want in your life it's a memory that hasn't even occurred yet, and you're going to create a bridge to whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So just like you think about how you were bullied, whatever happened when you were a kid, think about the house you're going to make or have, the money that you're trying. See it. Tie the motion of love to it.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on all the attributes like the smell of the air, the color of your new car, everything. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we be doing. We've traveled all around the world. Well, excuse me, the
country. Not the world. Yeah, we're getting there.
We're getting, you know, I'm talking in advance.
Yeah.
Yeah. But before, we were just going to Kentucky back. Like, you know, Indiana, tri-state living. Coast to coast, New York, Seattle, Vegas, Atlanta, North Carolina, it goes on and on. And how do we do it? Because we don't think about it. We just
do it.
We're going.
We just do it.
Yeah, we're going. And know it.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you want, know it. Simple as that, family.
Yeah, really visualize yourself doing it. Don't think about how you're going get it, how you're going to, you know, get there, how you're going to get this money, how you're going to be successful. Just think about how you're going to feel once you have it, once you're there, once you're exploring, once you're growing. Think about that feeling. Because when you focus on, but how am I going to do it, how am I going to get here, you know, not to say that you shouldn't, because you need to have a plan, but when you put too much energy into how to do it, you get stuck in that forever building, and then you get caught up in the fear of, okay, now that I know all this stuff, how do I do it? How do I push forward? So you get kind of stuck in that stagnant area. So instead of, you know, focusing on how, visualize yourself doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a winner. No, there's a lot of burns out here that we can't see that's floating in the wind.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on where you live in, the car may be kind of weak. It may be kind of weak.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to another place like Las Vegas, Seattle, California, New York, the current, you may be able to tap into that current and take it home and start winning.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do. We like to have new experiences all the time. You know, we just got from New York, just got back to Las Vegas. We about to go to North Carolina soon. It's like, we don't care. We just do.
Yeah, we talked about today taking a cruise in June. I don't know where we're going. We just going to do it.
We're going somewhere. Yeah. Well, where do I get the money from? I don't want no money.
Yeah.
Because the universe don't want to give me whatever I need.
That's right.
I just buy spiritual tools and keep on winning. Don't worry about no money. I'm eating every day. I just fasted because I was eating too much. Hurt myself. Babe was like, are you going to be able to do the
show? I didn't think we were going to have a show today.
Man, it's a call to action, man. I did that video. I put that video together. I was going to make it.
You put it out there.
I did, babe. You put it out there. Now.
You're still not yourself, though. I'm people not. Who listen to the show know you're not being your normal jovial self.
Yeah. I'm hurting, family. I'm hurting. I'm really hurting right now. I'm going to sleep after the show.
I'll take care of you. I'll keep taking care of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I love you.
Reflected.
So, we have covered a lot about detritus. Hopefully, this is giving you a lot of insight on what detritus is. How to avoid detritus, learning how it affects you and why it's drawn to you. So just to kind of recap, you want to think about ways to avoid detritus is, you know, first off, mindset, having a positive mind, having positive thoughts, moving away from negative people, negative places.
Same mantras
and divine prayers, sunlight. Meditation, exercise, eating good, no more processed foods, limit your processed foods, limit your meats that you eat. Some of the things that you definitely want to avoid food-wise, I would say would be pork, number one on the list, beef, you want to limit that, beets, definitely no beets,
asparagus,
no shellfish. That's pretty much it, you know, but, you know, think if you think it's not good for you, it's not, you want to cut back on your cursing. I take that back. You want to just not curse.
Stop cursing.
Don't curse at all. It's not good for you. Lying, you know, not lying, but living a lie.
Yeah.
You want to watch the things that you listen to. That you watch on TV, the conversations that you have with people.
Rap music, that what's cursing and all that good stuff, negative motifs, drinking.
You know what I used to do when I was working? You know, because sometimes you can't help, you know, there's going to be negative people around you. And I would just zone out on them. I would completely just put up a shield and, you know, whatever they said and thought, it did not bother me. They were not within my bubble. And people will think you're crazy. I'm okay with that.
Crazy
I'd rather
good.
Be crazy than have detritus.
Ooh. I'm going to get that on my t-shirt.
So, yes, those are the things you want to think about avoiding and the things that you want to start invoking into your life.
Mm-hmm.
So, we have no idea what we're talking about next week, right?
No.
But if you follow us on Facebook, you can send us some suggestions.
Yeah.
Also on Instagram, you can find me on Facebook as Divine Queen or Instagram under I Am Divine Queen.
can be reached on Facebook, Chris Enlightened, Instagram, Chris Enlightened. Support my YouTube page, The Enlightened Journey. That's T-H-E-E, Enlightened Journey. Go out to Amazon.com, pick up my free books, The Enlightened Taught, T-H-O-T-H. Poverty Consciousness, the bestseller, guaranteed to make you win, and World Consciousness. Ooh, family.
Great books, great books.
Talk about your book too, Beck.
I have a book if you're into fiction. Kind of fiction,
ooh,
spiritual fiction.
Ooh.
You can check out my book, I Am, Written by Divine Queen, on Amazon. If you have a hard time finding it, because there's a million I Am books out there, feel free to give me a message and I'll see if I can send you an autographed copy. And, oh, also check out my Etsy page. I've got some bomb products out there. And I have my readings on here.
That's
why
I can be with you. I love your products. My favorite.
To make. I'm not even gonna talk about it yet. I'm gonna save it. It'll be out in a couple of weeks. But yes, it's gonna be bomb. But anyway, on that note, fam, we're gonna bring the show to an end. Not sure what we're talking about next week, but we will be back next Monday night, 9 o'clock Eastern time. You feel free to tune in and find us. Again, you can see our page on Facebook, Twin Flame Radio, and that's all we got for you tonight. So we want to thank you for joining us. My name is Brian Green.
And I'm Chris Enlightened.
And we are sending you out with peace, love, and light.
Winning.